Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of the Sonia Tompkins Show. I am your host, Sonia Tompkins, and in this episode, you guys, it is about to get a little real. For my gentlemen community members, if you are listening, you're about to get a crash course into, I won't call it sensitivity training, but definitely a realm of reality that exists that you may not know that your female counterparts absolutely have to deal with. And ladies, I'm sure you can agree with me. Those of you who are experiencing exactly what I'm talking about, you agree with me that this can be just another thing on your plate as a female entrepreneur that can make you be like, oh my God, like what is happening? So today's episode topic is all about PMS and how you can still be productive in your business, even if you're a person who suffers from PMS or PMDD, which is premenstrual dysphoric disorder, and how that can totally crash your business for at least 5 days every month if you're not prepared. So if that's you, get ready to dig in. The next few minutes, I'm not just going to share a story about how that has affected my life, but I'm also going to give you some tips on how to stay productive and also a really special offer that you definitely don't want to miss. And it's exclusive to this community because I care about you guys that much. And you know, I always come not just with a story, but also solutions. So let's jump right in. Pause whatever you're doing or put the phone down, grab your earbuds, grab your Beats by Dre, whatever it is, and listen in closely. All right. So you guys, as I'm talking about this and sharing this, I am actually experiencing some PMS symptoms. Yay. TMI. Sorry. Y'all know how I do here on my show. It's just what it is. And I'm multitasking. So if you hear some things in the background, I'm unpacking groceries and getting all that settled while I share this information with you guys because it's relevant and I know it's going to help someone. So you guys, PMS, it's something that I have dealt with for the majority of my life. And that is the truth. I actually... you're about to get into all my medical history here, but I actually began experiencing PMS symptoms and having a full-blown cycle when I was nine years old. Yeah, nine. Thankfully, I had the best experience you could possibly have in terms of that because my mom, I don't know if she had a magic eight ball or what, but she prepared me so well about maybe a year, but it wasn't too far out. She kind of, I don't know how, but she knew, and she was able to prepare me and gave me the whole rundown, gave it to me real talk, just like how I am. I get it from my mama, and she was like, listen, this is what's going to happen. And there was no like baby words, y'all. My mama and my mother and father, they were like very clear and concise people. Okay. You have a vagina, you have fallopian tubes, you have an ovaries, you have eggs. The egg is going to drop. It's going to move. If it doesn't get planted by some sperm, and it better not get planted by no, you know, it better not get fertilized by no sperm, not right now. But if it does, when you get older, this is what's going to happen. But if it doesn't get fertilized, this is what's going to happen. And so, you know, it was not a scary thing for me at all. And, you know, the whole physical aspect of it, if you will. And that's what it was. It was what it was. However, the mental aspects and what it has the potential to do to different people for different reasons, that was something that just, it took me years to figure out and be able to navigate that. And it has evolved, right? So just like everything else, you guys, things evolve and change, and our bodies definitely are no different. And so for me, at that very early age and things like that, I had a lot of the physical symptoms. I had the headaches. I had, you know, the breakouts, which I now know a lot of that was due to diet. And how I was eating, because I had the cravings and things like that. And, I didn't really know how to address that in a more healthy way. It's like, I'm craving salt. I know a lot of people crave, a lot of women crave sugar. But for me, it was like salt and savory. And at that time, my go-to was the like super-sized huge bag of Funyuns and, a Sprite. And I'm gonna need all that. And my parents were like, here you go. We went grocery shopping. Here are your two bags of Funyuns. Here are your Sprite. And listen, go to your room. Especially my dad would be like, and I will see you when you get yourself together in the next 2 days or something. Because it was just, I was very emotional. I had the severe stomach cramps. Like, you guys, I had cramps. Oh my God. It was, my cramps were so bad that I gave birth to my son naturally without medicine, because I had such severe cramps, I thought it can't be any worse than that. And the truth is, you guys, it was not worse than that. I was prepared. The cramps prepared me for natural childbirth. So that's that. That's another podcast episode. But so I'm saying all that to say I had a lot of like the severe like physical symptoms and whatnot. However, as I've evolved and gotten older, I noticed around like in my 20s that it was affecting me in different ways. The cramping had subsided. I wasn't having those types of issues, but I was having some severe mental symptoms or challenges. My ability to make decisions, I just would notice that certain times it was just super cloudy. I couldn't think straight. I couldn't make good decisions. I was overly tired. I'm a person who naturally requires naps. Now, I'm a napper. When I say nap, I literally mean a nap or a check-in. I really do well when I take time to meditate once or twice a day, or just taking a 15, 20 minute nap, you guys, will give me another 8 hours, 6 to 8 hours of energy. So, but that turned into like, I need to sleep, you know, I need in the middle of a day, I need like a 3 hour nap, you know, like at 3 o'clock, I need a 3 hour nap or it's going down because I'm so cranky. And running a business, I didn't have that luxury. Being an entrepreneur, and at that time in my early 20s, I was not only owning a hair salon, I still was doing hair full time. I can remember like my schedule at work was something like I'd get there at like 9 o'clock in the morning. I might not get home, you know, till 9 o'clock at night. You know, I was that kind of hairstylist and it was just ruining me, which would make me not want to go in, you know, or I take care of my clients because I'm that type of person. But I definitely was not taking care of myself and it just got worse and worse. And eventually I learned like, okay, something's got to give, like, I've got to figure this out. And I'm not sure when it was exactly that it clicked for me that, oh, I'm on my period. Oh, okay. Oh, this is what's happening. Okay. But once I did realize that, you guys, it has made a big difference in my life as an entrepreneur. And I want to share with you some of those tactics and things that you can do so that you can be productive in your business, even if you're dealing with PMS, because sometimes it can just sit you down, right? And I'm still a person where it really just shuts me down, but I now have a strategy in place that allows my business to still be productive even when that happens, okay? And these tips are gonna work for you whether you are service-based, provider or entrepreneur, or you're a product centered entrepreneur. So don't worry, this can work for you. I know some of you probably are like, yeah, but I can't because I do this or I do that. But it's all about how you plan it, right? So get ready to take some notes, whether it be mental, if you're driving or you're cooking like me, or if you are at a place where you are at a standstill and can do so, it'd be a good time to grab a notebook and paper and just jot this down, right? So, first thing is, if you are like me, and I'll give you two scenarios here because I know everyone's situation is unique and different, but I was the type, my cycle was regular. It was like clockwork. I knew that every 28 to 30 days, my cycle would come and I could track it. So the first thing I want you to do is to start tracking your cycle so that you can be prepared, right? If you've never tracked your cycle, this simply means that the day you start your menstrual cycle, you want to mark that on the calendar. I also like to mark the day that it ended. Now, what you're going to do is, and it might take you at least 2 months, but some people it may take a little longer, maybe 3 months to track where you can kind of get this down to a science. And you'll start to notice like, okay, the next month, and then you're going to count from the previous month, the day you started, to the next month when you started. And let's say you get to 28 days. Well, that 28 days doesn't mean, okay, every 28 days I'm going to PMS, because PMS generally is premenstrual syndrome. So it's the week or the few days that leads up to the day you actually start your cycle. All right. And for me personally, that pre-week, that's the week where I'm mentally drained. I'm almost delusional in some of my thought processes. Let's just keep it real. And that's the week that I need not to be so hands-on in my business, because I'm usually going to make decisions that I regret or are not the best at that time, right? And there's a whole science, there's all kind of information, you guys, that you can read up on in terms of like what, you know, how menstrual cycles affect your bodies, and like, do you even need to have a menstrual cycle and all of that. And trust me, there's so much great info out there. And I do advocate that you do your own self-studies on this, but I'm just sharing with you, for those who need this, how it can help you, because it's helped me, right? What I know now is that if I have a certain lifestyle, meaning if I pay attention more to what I eat, how I treat myself, my PMS symptoms are lesser, if not non-existent. So for instance, and I'm going to get back to these things, but number one, just remember, you want to track. But one of the things that helped me is that even if you're going to, if I ate dairy or dairy products, and I've been vegan in the past, I've been vegetarian. Now I'm about a lifestyle that's like 70% meat. 70% vegetables and whole fruits, 30% meat. But that being said, even if I continue with that, if I don't have dairy for, you know, that premenstrual week or 2 weeks before, I definitely don't have any kind of cramps and body issues. And I have a lighter cycle, okay, which just helps all the way around. Just putting that out there. So you do your research on that, but it's important for you to be able to track it so that you can prepare, because usually it's that week before that throws things off for a lot of people who suffer from PMS or PMDD. All right. So now that you've tracked it and you know, okay, it's most likely that I'm going to be having premenstrual syndrome this particular week out of each month. As you start to go into the next month for your business, you guys, you want to plan a lot of the heavy mental tasks to be around that week and not during that week, right? So if you know that the third week of the month, you're going to be, or most likely be, in that premenstrual syndrome, don't plan for heavy launches, big, you know, planning to go live every day and, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. No. Plan all that like that week beforehand or the week after or something like that. Because the other thing that happens is that when we plan to do things, or if we have a to-do list, we all know that when we don't check those things off our list, that makes us feel some kind of way. We kind of almost feel defeated sometimes. We feel like we're not being productive. Maybe you just aren't being productive. But you can set yourself up to win by planning to do those heavy mental tasks and even physical tasks around that time. You guys know that Yearly, I do a 3-day in-person workshop called Buy Like a Boutique Boss out in LA. I absolutely do not plan to be there and doing that with my clients during PMS week. It just doesn't happen. The same way some of us may have planned our wedding days around, you know what I mean, that time of the month. Because it's like, girl, ain't going to be no good. This is not going to be like what we had thought. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in a whole different state of mind. Or physically, it is a complete no-go. Like, so who wants that? So the same thing, plan around that with your business. Hey, you guys, we'll get back to this show in just a few seconds. I want to let you know this episode is sponsored by Start Your Boutique Academy. SYBA is an 8-week immersion training for aspiring and new boutique owners. Start Your Boutique Academy is the most comprehensive educational coaching program that includes proven step-by-step strategies and live coaching with me every week as you do the work, so you never feel alone or wonder if you're getting it right. The Academy only opens up twice a year, and it's coming up soon. Head over to soniatompkins.com/SYBA to learn more. That's soniatompkins.com/SYBA to get all the deets. All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Let's get back to the episode. And then the third thing, and this is super important, whether you are at the beginning stages of starting your business, maybe you don't think you have the room to get help or to have help, but I'm here to tell you that number three, delegating those tasks that need to be done during that week, that are a must, delegating that is going to make your business super productive and allow it to keep rolling even as you kind of step back for a few days to take care of yourself, all right? And now, some of y'all are probably like, okay, Sonia, that sounds great on paper, but I don't have it. I can't afford to have help, blah, 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 blah. So I'm gonna break it down right here for you because I already know. I can hear it in some of, I can hear it. So for my service-based providers, those of you who provide a service, whether you are a hairstylist, a massage therapist, you're a baker, you are a consultant or strategist, and you're like, hey, I have to deal with people. In order for me to make money, I have to trade my time for the money. I have to physically be there and do something in order to get the money. There's a couple of things I want to say to that. Number one, if you follow steps one and two, if you track when your cycle is going to be, and then two, you plan around that, then that means the weeks around when you're actually in the premenstrual, that's when you go heavy with your clients. That's when you book and have your schedule open to accommodate the amount of customers or clients that you have. So you're not gonna not get money. You're just going to be proactive about your scheduling so that you can fit them into those times leading up to it, right? See, a lot of times what we do, and I'm speaking for myself included, is when I was doing hair, I wasn't, you know, for a long time, I wasn't thinking in advance. I was just going about my business every day, doing things on the fly as it came up. What I know now and what I work with my clients and teach them how to do as they are building and growing their businesses is to take time in your business to be self-aware, to build your business around you, around your lifestyle. And guess what? Ladies, PMS is part of, if that's affecting you, that is part of your lifestyle. So plan for it. And you know it's coming every month, right? It's like a birthday. Like, I don't have time for my husband, you know, to ever let it slide out of his mouth that he forgot or he didn't know. Like, really? This happens at the same time every year. That would never be a valid excuse. So it's really not really a valid excuse for your business either. So take that time. If you're a service-based provider, you're someone who has to physically be somewhere, Like, if you're not doing the service, it won't get done. That's who I'm talking to right now. So plan around that. Now, if you're a person who has a brick and mortar business, okay, or you are a product-based entrepreneur, so meaning you either have a storefront or some kind of pop-up locations and things like that, where you're there, but it's not like you're the only person that can ring that dress up, or you're not the only person who can sell that pie holder, or that, you know, or hit the button on that mixer or whatever it is, right? Because you're selling a product and it's not you you physically providing that specific service. This is where staff comes in. And it doesn't mean that you need to have a part-time, you know, a consistent part-time person helping you, although that would be ideal. Even if you start off and you just have someone who works, you know what I mean, 5 or 10 hours a week, which I highly recommend. In Clarity to Customer, I teach my clients and I teach entrepreneurs how, when they're just in the beginning stages of building a business or deciding what kind of business they want to have, that they automatically understand that from day one, you need to have some kind of support system. You need to have help. And you can totally start off with a person, you know, and there's tons of ways, but you can start off and find people who want to work with you on a part-time or freelance status, right? So even if you have someone who's only working 5 or 10 hours a week, what do? That's the week, you know what I mean, where you plan ahead, and maybe instead of 10 hours weeks, you know, 1 through 3, maybe weeks 1 through 3, you're only utilizing them for 8 hours. But week 4, that week, that premenstrual week, you have them on the schedule, you know, for a full. So let's say if they say, okay, well, I can only work on average, you know, I'm more like a 10-hour week, or your budget says I can only pay someone part-time for a maximum of 10 hours a week. Well, that's 40 hours a month, right? So instead of you saying 10 hours this week, 10 hours this week, 10 hours this week, etc., maybe weeks 1 through 3, you know, you're doing 5 hours a week. But that week 4, that PMS week, you've got an additional, you know, 20 hours, and you're literally using that 20 hours, that big chunk of the 40 hours every month that they're available, and utilizing their help then, right? Because, you know, I'm going to need help because I'm going to fall back. Like, it's not even a choice for some of us. For some of us, being like, well, you know, I'd really just like to take time off. It's not that. If you're listening to this, if you're a person like me, who, whether you want to or not, your body is going to start shutting down, you can just not be productive during that time of the month, then since we know that, you guys, let's utilize help. For those of you who are running businesses online, or you have a lot of admin tasks, or as part of your brick and mortar business, you have those same administrative like tasks or things you need to get done. Send out weekly newsletters, send out coupons, send out text alerts, run your social media, whatever that is. That's the week you hire out a VA. That's the week of the month that you make sure you have these tasks that you set up to do every month that need to get done that week or whatever, or it just has to be done. That's when you hand that off to a freelance VA or online assistant. A VA, by the way, is a virtual assistant who can help you with those tasks. Now, you guys know I talk about my VA quite often in my newsletters. I've talked about her on some of my YouTube videos and definitely in my lives, which really this conversation was sparked by Instagram stories that I shared when I was like, you know, one of the best things that I love about having a VA is that when I'm pre-MSing, my business still goes on, like, seriously. And it's the truth. And yet people sometimes think they're not in a position where they can do this. Well, that's you, Sonia. I don't have the money for that. Listen, you guys know a lot of my foundation as an online business strategist and coach for brick and mortar entrepreneurs is that I built businesses by starting small, and not just the businesses themselves, but how I run the business and how I grow it. Everything is on a very small and very intentionally, you know, like money conscious way. Like that's just how I do it. And it's the same thing when it comes to getting help and delegating tasks. You can totally do it. You can totally work with a VA on a case by case basis, you know, on a project by project basis. It doesn't mean they're on your payroll all the time. There are people who want to work, you know, as independent contractors and come help you with this event you're doing or whatever. And they're not looking at you to have hours for them every week, you know, as you start, as you have your pop-up events. It's just about knowing how to find them and how to utilize them and how to set that up. And that's something that I definitely will talk about more in another podcast. But I wanted to share this with you. And you guys, if you've ever thought about it, or you're not sure, or you like, maybe I do, I am ready for some help, but I don't know how to find someone. Listen, I got you covered, right? Because again, y'all know Sonia comes with not just the story, but also solutions. So make sure you put a bookmark here, because if you need help, I have a solution for you. Now, I've talked about my VA often, and I love her. We've been working together for right around 2 years now, and it's been an amazing experience. I can't talk about her enough, so I'll just get right into it. You guys, she's so generous, all right? On top of being so efficient and being an amazing implementer, right? She's super generous. Paula Sexton Hickey is my VA. She's located, so ironically, we both live in the state of Tennessee, but that's not how I found her. And she does exactly what I need to have done with my business. She works on that case by case or project by project basis that many of you may need to utilize someone for. And she's been so generous to offer all of my listeners who decide that you want to reach out to her and see what she can do for your business over at www.paulasextonhickey.com/contact. You guys, she's going to give you 10% off your first block of virtual assistant hours just by using the code Sonia Tompkins on that contact form, right? So paulasextonhickey.com/contact is where you can reach her. You can also find out tons of what she does, and she has amazing blog articles and talks about and shares what you might need with a VA and how you can best utilize a VA. And you guys, I personally recommend all of my clients that I work with one-on-one, they've all worked with Paula in some capacity, because she's just that good that I only want my clients working with people who offer the same type of stellar service and commitment to their clients as I do. So make sure you run over there and check her out. If you're like, hey, I need help, but you know, I need my website updated, or you know, this link isn't working, I don't know why. If you're like me and you're allergic to tech, like technology makes you just want to start the day over, like Groundhog Day, like, oh, I got to do tech. Okay, let's just start this day over. Oh, I got to do some, I got to throw it away. Let's start the day over. Make sure you go check Paula out over at paulasextonhickey.com/contact. Use the code Sonia Tompkins and save 10% off your first 4 hour block of VA services. It's totally worth it, totally amazing, and now you don't have an excuse why you don't have help. Now, if you have that physical-based business, Paula can't come do your client's hair for you. However, Paula can possibly help you get an automated scheduling system going for your business. You guys, there's just so many things, and I know you know, right? Running a business is a lot of work, and it requires a lot. We don't have to do it all on our own. And especially during that time of the month, You just really don't want to, right? So set yourself up for success from the very beginning by planning, by preparing and planning, and then delegating, right? So prepare, plan, and delegate. Those are your three takeaways from today's episode. As always, thank you so much for listening. And if you have anything that you want to add to this episode, or questions that you have, you can always go to soniatompkins.com and head over to the podcast page and share, ask for your advice. You guys, it's totally free. Again, head over to soniatompkins.com, go to ask for advice, and I will answer all of your questions. You guys know, if you've ever reached out to me on Instagram, over at Sonia Tompkins on Instagram, you guys know I answer my DMs. I usually do it with video or audio because I'm a talker, not a texter. And the same will happen on the podcast. Who knows? I may even answer your specific question specifically for you right here on the Sonia Tompkins Show. So you guys, thanks again so much for listening. Be sure to check the show notes over at soniatompkins.com/podcast. If you need additional resources and links, which I will post in those show notes, including a link to Paula's website and also some other sites that can help you with delegating and planning, and maybe just some helpful sites to help you navigate and understand better how PMS can have less of an impact for you and your business. All right, you guys, thanks so much for listening. This was fun. I hope you guys got a lot of information from it. See you next time.